Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gin Twin, and it's February day 20. I've got Simon here. Do you want to chip in?
Hello, I didn't bring any chips with me, but yes, please.
Okay, well we're doing Never Too Old for, in your case, making a joke, I hope.
Never Too Old for making a joke?
Yeah.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Yes, things that you're never too old for.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Puns.
Puns, yes.
Yes.
Good. I don't know. I'm finding this quite an interesting one because my parents are both elderly, and it's not just that physically they are simply not capable of doing the stuff anymore that they used to do, but it seems like there's also things that they're simply not interested in anymore. Things.
I wonder
that
if the media would say something about us.
Like what? But she didn't know us before, did she? But I knew my parents.
Oh, I see.
But I knew my parents when they were younger, and
the things that they were previously interested in, but now no longer.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
You know, like, oh, thank goodness I've got you here. Friends, seeing friends, and, you know, or watching certain things on the television even, or reading, you know, things that they could be doing, but they're simply not that interested anymore. So, yeah, because I thought it was all the physical stuff, you know, you can't jump around anymore, but I'm really hoping that I'll never lose the other interests, the stuff that I still can do, and the interest in life, and the interest in other people. Sorry, this is supposed to be a sad boo. Anyway, so see if I can come up with some examples. Never too old for
Lego.
Well, I don't know. It depends. Depends if you can still hold your fingers and.
Okay, but I mean that's
fine. Motor skills, if you can still do that, cool, whether you've got arthritis.
One of the cool things about being a parent is that. Is that you get to
you
do
can
stuff.
Play again.
You get to redo, you know, to revisit pastimes and activities that you haven't done since you were a child, and even some of the things that I didn't get to do as a child, I can do now. So, you know,
what is it you're waiting for, Henry, to be interested in?
I never had a train set when I was a boy, and you know, now I've got a train set, I always wanted to have remote-controlled cars to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Proper remote-controlled car. Never had one of those.
Even though I should say you're not playing with Henry's. I got you those. I think most dads probably play with their sons, don't they?
Yeah, and we were looking at a scale electric the other day, weren't we? In the shop window.
Yeah.
And thinking, one day. You know, maybe Henry will want one of those and I can help him play with it.
I'm not going to get a second one of those, yeah.
No, I don't think it's right for me to have my own one and Henry to have his own one. I'm looking forward to, you know, him enjoying a scale electric in the way that, maybe I didn't when I was a kid.
Mm.
And I get to go along with him, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. So, never too old to play Lego, Skelectric, and make a paper airplane.
Paper airplane's good, yeah.
Yeah. I must admit, I am too old to go on the swing. I always really enjoyed myself on the swing, but it makes me nauseous now.
Yeah, I find that, actually, with swings and...
Yeah.
And
no, I don't even want to go on a roller coaster.
And roundabout things as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because I'm afraid what it's going to do. And that's going to be a little bit more than a swing.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah, that's
when
weird.
You're a kid, it's like a thrill to be have your senses kind of confused like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I never remember.
Stimulated, I suppose, is probably the term.
Yeah, I never remember having that particularly not on a swing. Anyway, I mean, swing, for heaven's sake, can't do swing anymore.
Mm. But yeah, when I took the kids to the swings on Tuesday, Henry went ran on the. On the roundabout, and then he got off and started running off to go to the next thing, and
Did he go in a straight line?
Daddy just veered off to the left and fell over into the mud. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
He's going to be in trouble now. Mud on his jacket and trousers. He's going to be in trouble with his mummy.
There's a washing machine. Yeah. Trouble.
So, yeah. The kids do also see the negative effects of these things.
I know.
But it doesn't bother them as much.
No. But it doesn't... Well, they don't seem to realise. Okay, what other things? Hugs and kisses.
I used to always fall over and scrape my knees when I was a kid as well.
Yeah, so did I.
And it's like, when you grow up, you learn not to fall over. And, you know...
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's kind of... You don't do that as a grown-up.
But then as you get older and older and older, then eventually you start falling over again.
And yeah, you're saying wonder because you're higher up. You don't really want to fall over.
And
pooing
in your pants and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you reverse, yeah. That's what my mum always used to say. Yeah.
And you lose the power of speech.
Yeah, it was okay. All goes back to how it was, yeah. Mm. Yeah, we had this big slide that was like a... It was shaped like an elephant and you slid down the trunk. And so many kids had gone down at the bottom of the trunk. There was a hole. So as you went in the hole, your legs went in. And then you fall forward, which normally would have been all right, but because you land in the hole, your knees would automatically scrape against the back of the hole.
So
I always ended up with my knees grazed. And I remember my dad had iodine and he put that on and it stung. But I would do it again because it was fun. See, thrill seeker, that's me.
Okay, but you're not doing it now.
No. That's so what are you doing gone,
then?
Actually.
So what are you doing then?
What am I hoping that I'm... Well, talking of slides, very much enjoyed going down the water slide. So if I still manage to go on there, there's only a little one in the water park we went to last week. And then, you know, it's a water slide, so you've got water gushing down. It's just a tiny little slide and you end up in water going down. And the kids were next to me and we all went down together going, whee!
And I was
splash.
I was at work.
I know.
Well,
enough. We'll take you next time. What else? Never too old for chocolate.
What about
reading a good book?
What about
having a good conversation?
What about licking clean the cake mix bowl?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Well, it depends on what I'm making.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can think of some things there. Anyway, that's probably enough for now. Unless you want to say any more. I can't remember.
No, I think I've already monopolised, really.
I can't remember what else there was.
Put the microphone at you, darling.
No. Oh, well. I'll close it here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on my boo.
What was it you said about hugs and kisses?
Yes.
Never too old?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right, okay.
Sounds like a good place to end the boom.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Toodaloo.